Here we go. Post Shavuos, keeping the Chasna going in the Sheva Brachos and really throughout the entire year. But to focus on the Sheva Brachos, that's really what I want to talk about. Sometimes we have the Shavuos blues, you know. How do we counteract that and realize that the wedding, the Chasna, is still going? I'm learning Shemi and Tzchus for Refuah Shleima from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah ben Rivka B'Sor Shachar Yisrael. I want to start beginning with the Maisa that I saw in a friend's book. Such a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. It's never too little, it's never too late, it's never enough. And he said a great story in the May of 1962, as we venture into the new month of June. And he said it a beautiful story in May of 1962, where Adolf Eichmann, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, was executed by the Israeli government. We all know the story, what happened, how he was captured in Austria, I believe. And the identity of his executioner, says Rabbi Fran, was kept secret for 30 years. But 30 years until 1992, the man... no one knew who killed Eichmann. Who pressed the button? Who killed him? As it turned out, Eichmann's executioner, says Rabbi Fran, was an Orthodox Jew of Yemeni descent. And a German television station tracked him down, and he asked to interview him. And he said, sure, but it's one condition. The interview had to be filmed in the Kollel where he studied. And the producer of this German television station asked him and said, why do you insist on having it done there with all the noise in the background? It's gonna take away from the interview. Why can't you just do it from the comfort of your sofa and the quiet of your studio? And said the executioner back to the German television producer, and he said, you wanna know why? Because I want the German people to see why we survived. I want the German people to see Jews alive and studying Torah. When I read that story of Yontif, I said, you know what? That is someone who never left Matan Torah. That is someone who never left the wedding. Matan Torah, says the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says, "Beyom Chasunoso ze Matan Torah." The wedding day is Matan Torah. Someone who understands that Shavuos is not just a one-time thing. Being Shana Rishona is not just a one-time year. Every year has got to be Shana Rishona with the same commitment and the same energy and the same passion. And it's very hard sometimes to be able to feel it. We're going to talk about that in a second. But for us to be able to realize that we're mamish in Sheva Brachos. Listen to this halacha. We know first, most of us, we're not saying tachanun. What's pshat? Why aren't we saying tachanun? So look in the Shulchan Aruch, and I think my good friend, Rav Noam Mishkov, helped me find the source. And Hilchos Nefilas Apayim Simen Kuf Lavat Lamed Alf, says the Ramah. Minag Pashat, Shalo Lipo Apneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan, Kuf Lamed Alf Zayin. It's a very simple custom that you do not say Tachanun all Chodesh Nisan, v'lo b'tishavav, v'lo ben Yom Kippur l'sukkos and not Tishavav, and not from Yom Kippur to Sukkos, the 40 days between Yom Kippur to Sukkos. And listen to the Ramah says. That was all the Shulchan Aruch says, that the Ramah, quoting the Magen Avram, says the Ramah, v'lo mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan ar achar Shavuos. You don't say Tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. That's the Ramah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, now here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Ad Achash Shavuos, Simen Tzivkat and Lamed Vav, V'yesh Mikol Mashnah Agen Shalali Pol, Kol Hashisha Yom Sha'achash Shavuos. You know there's some people that don't say Tachanun until the 6 days after Shavuos. Why? Nisha Korbanos Shechag HaShavuos Hayolam Tashlum and Kol Shiva. Because we know if anyone was back in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they had the opportunity, they missed the carbon. If they missed the carbon to be able to bring the carbon on Shavuos, they had a 6 day opportunity of Tashlumin to be able to bring their carbon, to be able to pay back what they missed. And all the Sfar Magadoshim say, maybe we could say, that we're holding a Sheva Brachos. That if Shavuos is the Matan Torah, then at the end of the day, the 6-7 days after, where it's the Sheva Brachos for the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the time for us not to get down and say, oh, the next thing is Shabbos. Obviously, the Shabbos is the best thing. So, you know, sometimes people ask you, oh, what's the next Yontif? And you think about, okay, the next Yontif is Rosh Hashanah. No. Now the next Yontif is Shabbos, and Shabbos is crucial. But sometimes we can have a little down, because we just had Purim, and we had Pesach, and we had Svir, and then we had Lag BaOmer, and Yom Yotzud, and then we had Shavuos, and then what? No. Then what is Mamash? It's the Sheva Brachos. And taking that energy, taking that love, and taking that passion with us. And this is exactly in the Daf Yomi from today. People say, oh, you know, the Daf was so close. They were so close to be the Shavuos Gemaras. It happens to be, it was Shavuos. We're in the Sheva Brachos of Shavuos. Listen to the Gemara we're doing tomorrow. Klal Yisrael is doing tomorrow. The Gemara in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the mountain and he says, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, Shom Tehei Kvurascha. And we all the Svarim know, Tosfos asked the Kasha on Peches and Alf. We already said, Nasav Nishma, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us this threat? He put us this mountain over our head and telling us if we accept it, good. If not, this is going to be our burial place. And it's such a beautiful idea that Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger explains. He says it wasn't a threat. It was a metzias. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I can't live without you. This is going to be your burial place. This is going to be my burial place. I can't live without you. And you can't live without me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. The love is so strong. The Jewish people love for Hashem, says the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, that Rav Kluger from Beit Shemesh explains. The Jewish people's love for Hashem is as strong as death. They would rather die than give up their love for Hashem. The love of Hashem for Hashem is likened to a flame. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Just as a flame always burns upward, even if doing so will cause it to be extinguished, so too the Jewish neshama always yearns to draw closer to Hashem, and the Jew is even willing to give his life to fulfill his learning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because at the end of the day, it wasn't a threat. It was a metzias. Ever since Matan Torah, says Rav Kluger, this intense love for Hashem is ingrained in our soul. Its coals are coals of fire. Just as coals sustain fire for a long time, our love for Hashem has always retained deep inside of us, even when we don't feel it. Says the Baal Tanya, when we get to this Gemara tomorrow, we have to make sure, don't think that Chas V'Shalom, it was a threat. Chodesh Baruch was saying, it was a metzias. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, I can't live without you, and I know you can't live without me. We have the Pintala, we have a Chodesh Baruch Hu inside of us. We have this connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that's forever. And this is something that Rabbi Goldberg told us on Erev Yom Tov. It's so, so special. If you look at Shavuos, the main thing that Shavuos is called, the main psukim by Shavuos, it's called Yom HaBikur Hashem, Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. I kept on saying this over again. Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. What's Mincha Chadosh? Says the Nesiv HaShem, a beautiful idea. Says the Nesiv HaShem, Mincha Chadosh, very simple. Mincha Chadosh means, you want to know Mincha Chadosh? It's a zman of eschatches. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of enlisting back into the wedding, back into the relationship, back into the Lima of Torah, but not only just learning for the sake of learning, but I'm back in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. Not because I have to, because I want to, because I need to. Not because I have to daven mincha, I need to daven mincha. I need to learn today's daf. I need to be kind. Just like our bodies need to be nourished, our souls need to be nourished. All the Svarim say, the reason my people are depressed, the reason why people are sad is because they're only focusing on their guf. They're not focusing on their neshama. They're not focusing on their pintali. They're not focusing on that mincha chadash al Hashem. They're not focusing on the relationship that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the chas and we're the kala. And this is the zman that has to catapult us into the summer. Even with all the virus stuff and with all the rioting stuff, we all have the Torah to come back to. Like Rav Shai Schechter said, the beautiful Maisa, he said, Rav Shai Schechter, he said he tries calling his family every day, and Motzei Shabbos he likes to call as well. And what happened was he tried calling a few Motzei Shabbos ago and couldn't get through to his father. Rav Shlomo Shechter Shlita Rosh Yeshiva of YU, and he kept on calling. And finally, Baruch Hashem, he got through. And he said, "Dad, Abba, where were you?" He said, "I was on the phone with Rav David Cohn." So Rav Shai thought, "Oh, had to be. Maybe you're probably talking about Pikuach Nefesh Sugyas, as the postgame have been doing incredible, so many life and death scenarios." And Rav Schechter said, "No, we were talking about a Sugya Menachas. Rav David Kuhn was learning over on Shabbos. He was learning something in Menachas, and something came to him. And right after Shabbos, he wanted to talk it out. So we were talking it out. That is someone who's still living by Matan Torah. That is someone who never left. He never left Har Sinai." It's Shever Brachas. What's the whole Indian of Shever Brachas? The whole Indian of Shever Brachas is that the chasna is continuing. The wedding is continuing. And it should overflow into the rest of the year, into the rest of their lives. Like Rav Chaim Waxman told me, I remember Rav Chaim Waxman, I had the schus to speak to him like a week or two before we got married, Baruch Hashem, to the Ayin Hara. And he said for the Berimah Chaim, he said that every day of Sheva Brachos, listen to this is mamash incredible. He said, every day of Sheva Brachos is ki'ilu 10 years of your life. He said, it's so important to be besimcha every single day. Very hard to be able to do that. So busy and you're so tired, running here, running there. every day is 10 years of your life to be so crucially to be happy, besimcha, when it comes to your Sheva Brachas. That's sort of actually I remember when he told me. But also to be able to realize the wedding not over, the wedding happened, and now we're continuing that relationship. We're continuing that romantic relationship, like the Vilna Gaon says, and we said this in the tefillah of Yom Tov. Atabach atanu mikol amem chadosh baruch hu. You chose us, ahavtosanu, you loved us, v'ratzisa banu, and you took us back, you wanted us. Says the Gra, Rabbi Simon Shlita, my Rebbe, quotes us all the time. Atabach atanu, when did chadosh baruch hu choose us? He chose us when? He chose us on Pesach. When did he love us? When did he show us his ring? He showed us his ring. On Shavuos, he gave us the Torah. That was his love to be able to. The Nisuin. That was the concretization of our marriage. And finally, Ratzita Banu, even after the Egal Azov, even after we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us back. And if you look at the Nesiv Hashem even quotes this. He quotes this from the Beis Avram, from the earlier Slonim Rabbis. The Pesach is the Bechina of Erusin. Pesach is the engagement. But Shavuos is the wedding. Shavuos is the Nisuin. Har Kigigis was the chuppah. The mountain was the chuppah, says the Nesiv Hashem. The mountain was the chuppah. And there's so many halachas that we reenact for our wedding, for when we're in shul, dafka, to be like by Matan Torah. First of all, to realize that Shavuos was the wedding. Shavuos was the wedding. But I'll be very honest. And I have this feeling myself. Sometimes we're not feeling it. Sometimes it's very hard to feel that it's still the wedding. So, at least for myself, I know this sometimes helps, sometimes doesn't, but it's good. It's good chizik. You know, they say from the Sefer Achinuch, "Acher pulas nimshachas halavavos." The things that you do have an effect on the way you are going to act on your emotional level in that thing. Hemanti ki adabra, like the Kabbin Rebbe said. Moshe Rabbi Kabbin says the way if you talk about emuna, hemanti ki adabra. You want to gain emuna ki adabra. Talk about emuna. So myself, at least talking about this, at least it'll help me. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to feel that same passion and drive. It's hard to feel that same love and connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And so what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is we turn to the Holy Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zichus Eyon Alino. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh quotes the Gemara that we just did, Kofal HaKadosh Baruch Lem Harki Gigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took up Har Sinai and put us over like a barrel over our heads. What was the Pshat? Said the Baal Shem Tov, what was Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that there are going to be times that you're not going to want to learn. And you're not going to feel it. But says you have to try to force yourself. Ki gam limitora ba'al karcho nechshav lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there are going to be good days and there are going to be challenging days. And even about the Torah, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over us even though we said Nasim Neshma? Because Nasim Neshma means you're in it when you're in it, when you're feeling it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I know even when it's going to be hard, push yourself. It's also chashuv ma'ez to be able to learn or to be able to be kind and caring even when you're tired or you just want to go off on your kids or you just want to check out for the day. It's also chashuv ma'ez when you stay in, and that's chashuv har kigigas. Part of a relationship is that you're in it even if you're not feeling it. Like I saw him, Rabbi Zelig Pliskin writes in his great sefer on marriage. He says, you know, at the end of the day, honoring your wife and honoring your husband is part of Avdalecha Kamocha. So even if you're upset, you can't just bounce out of the relationship. You're still in it, whether you're feeling it or not. And you might have hard days, you might have other days. I mean, this is something that the Eish Kodesh said on Purim. Can you imagine Purim in the Warsaw ghetto? Mamish Gemara, tomorrow's Gemara. We re-accepted the Torah in the times of Mordechai and Achashverosh. And Rashi says, May Ava Sanes, because of the greatness of the miracle. But in 1940, what were they being happy about? How is the Eish Kodesh going to give them chizik? Listen to this Eish Kodesh, you'll never forget it. This is one of the pieces that's lamish. You learn it and you never forget it. And the Eish Kodesh said in 1940, in Purim, he said, we know that the Zohar tells us, Purim is Yom Kippurim. Purim is a day like Purim, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Yom Kippur can only reach a certain level where Purim reaches. The Eish Kodesh was saying, you know, sometimes when it comes down to Yom Kippur, it's really, really hard to fast. But none of us, chas v'shalom, would ever think in our minds not to fast on Yom Kippur. Are you kidding me? Not to fast Yom Kippur? No, of course. Even if we're tired and we're sad and we're done, of course we would fast. Said the Eish Kodesh, the same way like we have that commitment when you're not feeling it, the same way is by Purim. We might not be feeling it, and the Jewish blood is running through the streets of Poland. But just like we were, we had, we were, we we are going to fast Yom Kippur, we have to be B'Simcha and Purim as much as we can. And that's Chashev and the Rebbeinu Shel Zayin, says the Baal Shem Tov. It's Chashev to be Har Kigigis. And this is exactly what the Darchei Noam Sulam says. The Gemara in Talmud says, "Kol Lomei Torah B'Lala Ki L'Shechina Kenegdo." Someone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. Says the Darchei Noam, what does that mean? Rambam codifies it. Rambam is the eager time to be able to learn this at night. But the Darchei Noam says on a deeper level, it means that what does night mean? It means when it's confusing and it's dark and it's hard and you just want to like check out and you, I can't do this anymore. I can't deal with being at home all day, every day. But you still decide to open a sefer. You still decide to be kind. You still decide because there's something much bigger happening. That's Shechina Kenegda. The Moshe says, "Ah, I'm there with you." You and it's hard for you, and you still try to check in and do your best. The Moshe says, "I'm going to help you." So obviously, the Shavuos is the Chasna, and we're in the Shavuot Brachos. We have to have that same passion and that same drive, but we have to also be realistic. Sometimes it's going to be hard, but we have to do our best. Not every day is going to be the best. Not every day is going to be amazing, but we do our best to be able to make sure to check into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not just check in, but to make sure we have that same fire as much as we can. We quoted last night from the Bikuri Aviv, Rav Yaakov Ari of Radzmin, the Rebbe of Radzmin. He writes a beautiful pshat on Parshas Nos, the Pasuk says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Kol Yimei Nizro. All the days of the Nazir's life, he has to be able to commit it to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he has such an idea. He said, "What is it, Kol Yimei Nizro?" He said, "Kol Yimei means, you know, sometimes you do something, you're very excited in the beginning. You're very excited at the beginning, maybe you're about to do something. First time you put on tefillin, first time you do this, first time you learn the Daf Yomi." He says, no. Kol Yimei Nizro means it's got to be with the same passion and the same energy as if you just started. That is the vort of Kol Yimei Nizro. And that's the vort of what it means to be a Yid. What it means to be a Yid is that you're always at Shavuos. You're trying your best, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, you're trying your best to be able to stay dedicated, mamish, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No matter where you are, mincha chadasha, chischachos, starting that relationship over again, but realizing that it's okay sometimes to have hard days. It's okay not to have the best days, but we have to try to push ourselves as much as we can. My Rebbe Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, Shlita, quoted a great story from the Chozda right before Pesach. And he continued this theme in Sichos Musar during Sfira as well. He said that a chassid once came to the Chozda Lubin and said, you know, to the Chozda, he had a whole limud ready to go for Yontif, and he was so excited, and he wanted to tell his Rebbe his whole schedule. He thought he'd be very impressed, and the Chozda said, "That's good, and it's also good if not." And he didn't understand why is he saying it's also good if it's not. What's pshat? He said the Chozda was telling him that obviously you have to have big aspirations. You always got to reach for the stars. But to know if other things happen, and you can't get down on yourself. You can't get down and say, you know what? Oh, because I didn't learn for 20 hours a day, like when I was in yeshiva, then it's all done. No. You have to do your best, but you have to be flexible also. You have to be at the wedding, but you also have to know sometimes it's not, you have to be practical. You have to be realistic and not to be too hard on yourself. But for us to be able to realize that the Matan Torah was the wedding. It was the wedding for us to recommit ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And Mizrud, the Nesivit Shalom, quotes from Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That Chag Shavuos, what's Chag Shavuos? Shavuos just means weeks. Says Orach Chaim, no, Shavuos is Lashon Shavua. It's the Lashon of swearing. That we swore in ourselves, B'chol Leva, B'chol Nesh, B'chol Ma'od. That we swore ourselves over to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We swore ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we are recommitting ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are recommitting ourselves, not just in our actions, but it's a Shavua. It's a shvua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn also says, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees that we're committed, he's also committed. The Pasuk says, V'yisem li segula, like Simcha Lanner, V'yisem li segula, I can't find the sharem. What's a skula, said the Yidah Kodesh of Persischa? A skula is something that has b'li shum siba, has no reason. Why is a skula to do this, a skula to do that? Everyone's running for skulas nowadays. Shefter said, you want to know what the biggest skula to become a Talmid Chacham? Sit and learn like the Maranina and Daif Taf Ayin. And certain learn and daven, you become a Talmid Chacham. And there is definitely pnimis behind skulas. But 7 years ago, you don't know why is the Kaddish Baruch Hu called Yisem Li Segula? Because the love for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, for Klai Yisrael, is B'li Shum Siba V'tam V'daber. It's for no reason at all. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klai Yisrael are intertwined forever. La Netzach. La Netzach. And if a Kaddish Baruch Hu is obsessed with us, we are obsessed with him. Milashon Shvuah, Shvuah is Milashon Shvuah. But we have to understand, it's got to be that balance. It's got to be that balance when we're feeling it, and also when we're not feeling, but doing our best to keep that same passion and energy alive. And never to get too hard on ourselves, and when it's hard, that's the time when we push a little harder, like the Beis Shabbat Hashem, the Har Kigigis, or the Ish Kodesh and Purim. It was very hard to be Besimcha. I tried to give him just like Yom Kippur's hard. We had to push Purim to be a little Besimcha. And Alumra Tarbet Abdalala, like Dar Chinom said. Finally, just to end off with a couple more sources to end off with a Maisa. That the first time I heard it, Mamas shook me to the core. Just to talk about the Parsha a little bit. Can't forget about the Parsha. You know, the Rashi tells us that someone who saw the Sotar Bekukula, the Nazir is Yami Atzmi, Yazir Atzmi Nayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay why the laws of Nazir, the halachas of Nazir, are next to the laws of Sota. Why? Whoever sees the Sota disgraces, now is going to want to refrain from wine. And says the Pri Aretz, from Mendel of Vitebsker, one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, says a beautiful idea. And he asks, how could it be? Rav Melech Binerman calls for Pri Aretz. I'm just going to read it in English in Torah Wellsprings. After seeing the miracles that happened to a Sota, and after seeing the severity of sin, we would assume that he would never need to take any precautions from sinning. Who desires to keep away from sin as much as someone who saw a Sota woman exploding and disgraced in public? From all people, why should he need to become a Nazir to prevent himself from wine and sin? He saw what happens when she used wine. The wine lead to her actions and she blew up. Why does he have to now to take extra precaution? He saw what happened. Says the Pri Aretz, is that after observing what happened to a Sota, his wisdom, his awareness of sin becomes increased. And we know Chazal tell us, whoever has more wisdom than deeds, kol she'iris cheto, more than my ma'azim tovim, his chachma doesn't last. And this is exactly what the Pri Aretz says. Now that he became, and he saw what happened, he became a greater person. Kol ha'godo mechaver, yetzer godo me'ameno. Like the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, dandaf dum beiz, whoever is greater has a greater yitzahara. So at the end of the day, why does he dafka? You would think he wouldn't have to. He saw what happened. No. Because he became a different person, became an elevated person. Now he has to be able to be even more careful. Because kol hagodol mechaver yetzer godol me'ameno. Anyone who's on a higher level, the bigger the tzaddik, the bigger the yitzahara. So now that he saw what happened, he's on a higher level. He's got to be more careful, and that's what the Pri Aretz. And I think this teaching is mamish. The Pri Aretz is really saying is the essence of keeping Shavuos alive. And this is what the Imre Emes says. The Imre Emes says on this first piece of Shavuos, Kidashim al Yom Amacha. We said this pasuk in the yesterday's or today's Daf Yomi. I forgot what, and all the days are intertwined already. Kidashim al Yom Amacha. What does that mean? Chashpach who's saying you should be sanctified today and tomorrow. We know that Chashpach was telling the men and women to be separate. Kidashim al Yom Amacha means that you should make sure that the Kiddushim Hayom lasts Umachar. That the Kiddusha of Yontif, that the inspiration from Pesach and Sfiras Omer and Lag BaOmer, Yom Ha'atzmaut and Shavuos, it lasts with you. The Kiddushim Hayom, the inspiration, the Kiddusha of Hayom Umachar, that it should last, it should continue on. The wedding shouldn't just be over, but it should continue on. And how do we make sure that continues? How do we make sure that continues? When you're inspired. How do we get those inspirational moments? We can't let those moments fleet. How do we keep them alive? And my Rebbe Rav Simon writes in the Sefer Imre Baruch, and this is on the back called in the Mafteach and Simchas Baruch. He quotes the Ramban in Sefer Emunah Bitachon Perek Yutes. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim Bei Zayin Im Ta'iru Im Ta'oru Es Ahava Ad Shetechpatz. When you get awakened in that love you have until you desire, says the Ramban, Ad Shetechpatz. Doesn't mean until you desire, but chafetz is the same lashon of chafetz. When you have that desire, make sure to put it into a chafetz. Make sure you put it into something that lasts, into an object. You can't just let the kedusha of the wedding leave you. You got to put it into a diary. You got to talk about it. You have to make sure to put it into your learning, into your davening, into your chesed. Small actions, like Rabbi Kamenetsky always said, when you take upon big things never last. Small commitments. Small commitments. Okay, today I'm going to do one mishnah before I go to sleep. Today I'm going to text someone that I haven't spoken to for a long time, one text message per day. Something small, like Rabbi Kamenetsky always says. But the Ramban says, Achetechbatz means when you im ta'iru, im ta'iru, you have that inspiration in Sahava. Achetechbatz, make sure to put it into a chefetz. But the whole yisod of the wedding is to not let those 5 hours go past and it's over. The wedding's over. It's supposed to keep you keeping that love of passion alive. And how do we do that? Realizing that sometimes it's going to be harder than others. It's going to be harder than others to keep that passion and energy alive. And even when it's hard, we have to try to do our best. Be able to realize that the greater we grow, the more we have to do to be able to keep it going. Like the Ramban says, chavetz and techefetz. So Maisa, just a chazer. We start off saying that Shavuos is the chasna. Gemara, the Alter Rebbe said that Yatavatachta Sahara, the Chodesh Baruch Hu took the Harki Gigas. Chodesh Baruch Hu wasn't a threat, says the Alter Rebbe. It was a reality. I can't live without you. Like the Yiddah Kodesh says, but you send me Segula. A Segula is something that ain't shum dover. My love for you is eternal, it's forever. And this is actually La Halacha, the Ramah, and some in Kuflam and Alvin Hilchas, Nefilas Apayim, and the Mishaburu quotes the Magen Avram, that the 6 days after you don't say Tachan and Wad because you could still bring the Karman Shlomim. You could still bring the karbanos of tashlumin to be able to make up the karbanos from that you missed on Shavuos. You could still, the chasna is still going. And then it's Tivishon Mincha Chadasha, it's a mind of Eschachos, it's a mind of renewal. And Pesach is the Erusin, and Shavuos is the Nisuin. The Or Chaim says Shavuos, Miloshon Shvua, of swearing in, that I'm buying into it. Atavar Chotanu is Pesach, says the girl, Ahavtonu, so Chodesh Baruch Hu loved us, and that's the ring. We have to be able to realize at the end of the day, it's not always going to be amazing in someone's marriage. They have the highs and lows. But as the Baal Shem Tov said, Har Kigigas Chodesh Baruch Hu saying, it's also Chashem Ma'ayas when you're not feeling it and you still do your best. Or Le'ish Kodesh said, Yom Kippur, a Jew never not fast, but he still fast. So too, Yom Purim, even when you're not feeling it, but simply you got to force yourself. And as Dar Chinom says, Ha'lo Mitar B'Layla, Kilo Shechino Negdach, the Baruch Hashem is there. The Priyard says, this is the last pshat, last part. Part three over here. Why is it that the Sota and the Nazir are the next to each other? So the Gemara says, because of someone who saw the Sota in her disgrace, he has to now, he saw what wine did, he has to now take up on guards and fences for himself. So the Pirates, he saw what happened. He wouldn't have to. No, because he's greater now. Because he saw, because he's greater, what happened? He has more Yishamayim, now he has to be even more careful. But the Ramban, the Emma says, the Kiddush on Yom Machar, Hayom, if to keep the Kiddush of Matan Torah, Umachar, make sure it lasts. Make sure it stays with us. Umachar means to be able to take it with us. And the Ramban says, Rav Simon says, Im Ta'ir Vas'ava Shatech Bats, means at the end of the day, you have that inspiration of Shavuos, make sure to take it. Ashatech Bats, Chav Chayfitz, and Chavitz, make sure to take that desire and put it into a Chayfitz, make sure you put it into an object. There's a Maisa. I don't like to quote her that often, but I think it's very apropos for here. My wife's grandfather, Moshe Chaim Berkowitz, Olav Hashom, was once, when he was leaving the camps, and what happened was is that he was on one of these camps, and they were the death marchers. It was the end of the war. They knew the Russians were coming, but it was still very, very... The Nazis were making them walk through the cold. And at the end of the day, he couldn't do it anymore, and he went off to the side of the road, and he couldn't do it. And the Mamash went to the snow. And his brother, my great uncle, Rabbi Elia saw his brother, and he went over to him and said, "No, Ramash Chaim, you can do this, get up." And he said, "No, I can't." He said, get up, we can do it, get up, we can do it, just a little more, we just got to continue. He said, "Elia, if our parents maybe tell them we love them, I cannot get up." And the Maisa goes that Elia bent down on one knee, making sure the Nazis didn't see what was going on, and started reviewing Mishnayos and Psukim and Mamar Chazal by heart. The things that they remembered by learning in Cheder, in their Cheder and Sigit, growing up in the Cheder and Sigit by the Atzei Chaim, great, and going up, Mamish, houses away from Eli Wiesel, and they're going over the Torah that they went over. And the Maisa goes that through the Torah that they learned on the ground for those few seconds, my wife's grandfather was able to get up and to be able to finish the war. That is someone, Rav Elia, my wife's grandfather, was someone who was the wedding, it didn't just finish in Sigit. It was alive in their neshama. It was alive in their soul. And that's exactly how we started in May 1962, when the German executioner of Eichmann, they wanted to interview him. Yizdavka said, "I want you to interview me in the Beis Midrash." Because I want the German people to see why we survived. I want the German people to see the Jews are alive and studying Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to take the chasna, as we continue on in the Sheva Brachos, we never forget that we're a Kadosh Baruch Hu's beloved Kala. And he's our beloved Chassan. And to understand that there are going to be better days, there are going to be hard days. But to know that we're in a relationship. And a relationship means commitment. It means drive. It means emotion. It means connection. It means that I'm here, even when it's good. Of course I'm here, but even when it's difficult, I'm going to do whatever I can. And Be'ez Hashem, to be able to make sure to keep that relationship alive and going, to do whatever I can, to keep that Shavuos, the Shavuos is never over. Just like my friend said, when Purim's over, Purim's never over, it's Purim Chol Moed right now, it's Shavuos Chol Moed right now. And it should be Zochem Mir Hashem to take the Kedusha of Yontif, to take the Kedusha of Sheva Brachas of Shavuos into the entire summer, where it will ultimately Be'ez Hashem be Zochem, be able to dance together in Yerushalayim HaKodesh on the ultimate day, as the Gemara in Tanya said, B'yom Chasunos HaZemat on Torah, of Yom Simchas Libo. What's the Yom Simchas Libo referred to? Zabinyan Beis HaMikdash Shebeno Shebana B'mheir of Yomenu Tav Chavav and Tainus. We should be zochet to see the Beis HaMikdash speed in our days. Be'ez Hashem Shkoich. And a mazel tov on your Sheva Brachos.